funding for the National Association of Records and Administrations, or NARA, building in Anchorage has been chopped from the National Archives budget as a result of a $10 million budget cut. All federal records will be moved to a Seattle-based facility beginning in September. Local archivists, historians, senators, and residents, though, are rallying behind efforts to keep the archives in Anchorage. APRN's Jolene Almendarez has the story.
NARA focused on many factors when considering where the organization would make the cuts. Jay Basanko, the chief operating officer at NARA, said the Anchorage facility had 246 visitors last year who needed to use the documents that would be moved to Seattle. That means the average visit costs the government almost $2,400.
Anchorage is the fourth smallest, the fifth most expensive in cost per cubic foot, and it realizes the fewest number of researcher visits.
Katie Ringsmith, president of the Anchorage Historical Society, said that despite those numbers, many Alaskans feel the facility should have been an exception to these cuts.
When word first came out that NARA was closing, the response was swift and clear that Alaskans want to keep NARA here. I think what's important about Alaska is that we are a region. We are the far north, which is really important when you think of where we are geographically. We are a link that connects us to the circumpolar north, the Pacific world.
Basanko says, however, that moving the archives will help more Alaskans access the records over a long-term basis because the Seattle location has the staff and resources needed to digitize the records, something Anchorage's facility of two employees can't do because of costs and time associated with the process.
Alaska is a very large geographic entity. It can be a burden for many to make the trip to Anchorage. If you aren't able to make that trip, you basically don't have access to the materials. If I digitize these records, it doesn't matter if somebody's in Ketchikan, Sitka, Juneau, or Anchorage, they can get to them from their home. They don't have to pay to travel to Anchorage.
Some feel that digitization is not practical. Author and historian Charles Woolforth is among the skeptics.
They talk about digitizing it. I simply don't believe that. You know, there's thousands of boxes that never even been indexed. Suddenly they're going to have enough people to go through every single one of those pieces of paper and put it on a scanner and catalog it and do the metadata. That would cost untold millions of dollars. So I don't believe that at all.
Also coming to the defense of keeping Alaska's archives in Anchorage are Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich, who both released statements saying they support seeking other opportunities to keep the archives in state, or at minimum, requesting more time to pinpoint important documents that should be digitized before the move. Woolforth agrees there are other options for keeping the records in town.
You know, maybe they could be transferred to the university or some other entity with some budgetary support or something. But to me, it's pretty basic government to keep the records and keep them where people can get at them.
Mayor Dan Sullivan's representative says NARA is a federal issue, and the mayor plans to leave the discussion of NARA to national representatives. In Anchorage, I'm Jolene Almendarez.